Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. I'm so glad you're here today because we're diving into something super crucial, building resilience through emotional regulation techniques. Ever feel like life just throws curveballs your way? Like one minute you're on top of the world, and the next minute you're knee-deep in stress? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It doesn't have to be a constant roller coaster ride. There are actually tools and techniques we can use to navigate those tough moments with grace and strength. We're talking about becoming masters of our own emotional landscape, building that inner fortress of resilience. Think of it like this. Life is going to throw punches, but how we respond, that's what truly matters. So, buckle up, because today, we're breaking down 5 key takeaways that will empower you to become emotionally resilient and rock those challenges head on. First up, awareness is your superpower. Before you can regulate your emotions, you need to understand them, right? That means paying attention to those physical sensations, thoughts, and urges that come with different feelings. Are your palms sweating when you feel anxious? Does your heart race when you're excited? Get curious about these signals. You know that feeling when you're about to snap? Taking a moment to pause and acknowledge it can make all the difference. Next up, practice mindful breathing. It sounds simple, but seriously, deep breaths are like magic for calming your nervous system. When stress hits, instead of reacting impulsively, take a few slow, deliberate breaths. Focus on the inhale and exhale, letting go of any tension with each release. Think of it as hitting the reset button on your emotions. Thirdly, challenge those negative thought patterns. Ever notice how our minds can sometimes be our own worst enemies? We get caught in these loops of negativity, self-doubt, or fear. But guess what? You have the power to challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Is there another way to look at this situation? Speaking of challenging, don't be afraid to seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or even joining a support group can provide valuable perspective and emotional validation. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. And finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially during tough times. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care that you would offer a close friend. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment, forgive yourself for mistakes, and celebrate your wins, big or small. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, right? You've got a major deadline looming, your boss is breathing down your neck, and your inbox feels like a tidal wave of emails. It's enough to make anyone feel overwhelmed. But here's where those emotional regulation techniques come in handy. Instead of spiraling into panic mode, you take a few deep breaths, reminding yourself that this is just a temporary challenge. You challenge the negative thoughts telling you you can't handle it, replacing them with affirmations like, "I'm capable, I've got this, and I'll tackle this one step at a time." And guess what? By applying these techniques, you not only manage the stress but also perform better. You stay focused, creative, and productive. That's the power of emotional regulation. It transforms challenges into opportunities for growth and resilience. Remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. It takes practice, patience, and self-compassion. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. By mastering these techniques, you can navigate life's ups and downs with grace, strength, and a whole lot of positivity. So, my friends, take those takeaways to heart, put them into action, and watch as your resilience soars. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little emotional empowerment boost. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search for The Dopamine Declutter. Until next time, keep shining bright, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.